In 2003, the CIA released a classified document with the subject heading Analysis and Assessment of Gateway Process, a process that utilizes audio frequencies to achieve brain hemisphere synchronization. In order to provide a thorough evaluation, the document covers the techniques of hypnosis, biofeedback, and transcendental meditation, thereby providing a modern scientific account of an ancient guarded knowledge of mankind's spiritual potential, a potential that could save humanity from the mind control tactics being used to divide and enslave us. The left brain is the mind's verbal and linear reasoning component. It categorizes and assigns meaning to incoming stimuli and passes this resulting information to the right brain, which is non-critical and accepts whatever information it is given without question. The left brain is the ego mind. It operates on autopilot and can be easily swayed by external stimuli. Most of us are unaware of this because we naturally tend to identify ourselves with the ego. We think that the ego is who we are, but in fact, it is just a part of our mental processing. The right brain is our subconscious mind, and hypnosis is a technique of directly accessing the subconscious by disengaging the ego, giving us self-awareness and control over the subconscious mind. Transcendental meditation achieves this by practicing single-minded concentration of drawing energy up from the base of the spinal cord and into the brain. With practice, this visual concentration eventually polarizes the cortex, bringing both hemispheres into balance, allowing the individual to transcend the ego mind. With biofeedback, rather than suppressing the left brain as done with hypnosis or ignoring it as done with meditation, the practitioner programs the ego mind with visualization while monitoring the physiological response, thereby programming the subconscious mind by observing the results with real-time biological feedback. The gateway process, also known as hemisync, achieves this same goal by simply listening to specific audio frequencies that bring both hemispheres of the brain into synchronicity with one another. All of these practices, some of which have been taught for millennia, have been proven effective with modern scientific tools. The gateway process has been shown to bring the entire body into a coherent vibration of approximately 7 to 7.5 cycles per second, which then creates a resonance with the electrostatic field of the Earth. It is believed that this resonance is what allows the practitioner to transcend time and space, or in other words, allow their consciousness to leave the body without limitation. What we call physical matter is not solid at all. It is more like a highly advanced holographic image made up of different frequencies. What we experience as solid matter is actually the electromagnetic repulsion of certain frequencies, and this includes our own physical body. And so it is believed that the reason these practices work is because our consciousness is not being generated by our bodies, but rather, our bodies are being generated by our consciousness. Physicists have proven that the physical world is energy and define time as a measurement of change within this energy. In order for energy to take form, it needs to be limited to a specific vibration. Energy at rest is uniformly extended without limit. It is everywhere at once. This is why humans are able to remote view, which is a term used by the military for their psychic training protocol, wherein they teach an individual to transcend space and time in order to gather information remotely. And this is how Mr. Guy Savelli was able to drop a goat from 100 feet away with his thoughts. But most importantly, the suppression of this knowledge is how the government is able to program your subconscious mind for you, without you even knowing it, and control what you perceive to be reality. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Go to ReeseReport.com to sign up for my Substack, see my latest videos, and join me on Rockfin for news and analysis on the stories that matter every Friday night at rockfin.com/Greg Reese. In the year 2000, Alex Jones's film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove showed the world how our so-called elite leaders practice mock ritual sacrifices in private.
This summer sets us free.
In 2007, Alex Jones releases Endgame, exposing the world elite's plans for covertly using biological weapons against all of mankind. And by the time they launched their attack in 2020, Alex Jones's InfoWars and our audience were there to warn the people of the deadly vaccines that we knew were coming. This is why they attack us. This is why we need your support. Because we tell the truth. Alex Jones was right. Join the resistance. Buy products. Donate to the cause. Share the links. Join us in the fight for freedom. And help us defeat the New World Order.